disappointment would be the first word I think of, because, you know, without a club going forward, we've got a good team and a new stadium, a good manager, and, you know, we obviously expected to be further on, but we know it's a long season, and that we are behind the scenes representing the fans, speaking on behalf of the fans, that's the board of directors, and, you know, we want what they want, and we work closely with a team of people to get what we want, what we desire.
Do you think the team have become lethargic with Steve Evans absent from matches?
Well, I think you've got to look at all aspects of what's what. You know, a new manager, new team. We had the FA debacle. That doesn't help. Six-match ban. It's all part of the ingredients that you wouldn't like to serve. With a new stadium, a new start, it can be, and I would say it has been, somewhat disruptive, Andy.
Because it does seem that Rotherham United are, in some respects, losing out for an incident that has nothing to do with Rotherham United.
Well, yeah, I can look back, but I always like to look forward. But to answer that, Andy, yes, we felt that probably a suspended sentence would have been the right measure, because it would have had the same element of dealing with what they felt was had to be dealt with. And I just felt that to keep Rotherham clean from an issue that it wasn't part of, a suspended sentence would have worked well. It would have kept the discipline, and for me, justice would have been served.
To come back to the team now, you're happy then with Steve and Paul Rayner and believe they're still the men to get Rotherham United to promotion this year?
Yes, is the answer to that. But, you know, I always look at the evidence and the evidence in place. You know, we've got Steve and his team of people that came up from Crawley. What was their background? Well, Steve Evans and his team, and he's the only manager that's been able to get two clubs out of the conference into League Two. The only one to be able to do it. I watched Crawley last season, learnt a lot from that. Getting Steve Evans to come to Rotherham, I thought that was a bag. I still think we bagged that, and I still feel today that we've got the right manager, the right team. Today, what we can say, we can go forward. We haven't got the distractions. We've got a manager that can manage. And if you like, we've a lot to look forward to. And you know, apart from being the chairman, I'm also a fan of Rotherham United. I want what the fans want. I've invested a lot of money to move forward. And nothing but nothing will stand in the way of what we have set out to do. And we'll get on course to do that. And we will do it as we move through the season, Andy. Because I've experienced now, in the past, other managers. I've worked with other managers, and I think they'll tell you quite clearly that I've worked with them. I've given them what they want. I see Steve Evans as a different manager. I see a mature 50-year-old guy with a lot of experience. We have many discussions, talks, and all I can say is the shekels are off now. We've got Steve Evans that's going to be on the touchline working with the team, and I know he's passionate about delivering for Rotherham what we want.
Steve at times has spoken of, if players are underperforming, they will be moved on, and squad changes are not necessarily inevitable, but always on the cards, if you like. Do you back that?
I think I do. I don't think it's as dynamic and as dramatic as you're stating, Andy. I think what you have is a view of players, and I've said this many times, that the manager and his team are working with the football team, the players, on a daily basis. You know, we see the highlights, which is the Saturday game, and there's a lot that goes on the training ground that the fans, even when I've gone down, I see a little of it, but I don't see the intensity of what comes out of the training on a daily basis. And I think it's right for the manager and his team to look at in-depth of that team, and if they feel that they can improve that side at any time, that rightly so, they will come and see myself and the board and request that they want to make changes. But that, again, involves a dialogue. You know, we're not iron firing. What we are is about people given the time to express and show their talents on the football pitch and win the cause and belief that they are the right people to move forward with the club.